Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Harry Adams, who's Executive Chairman of KEFI. How are you today, Harry?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks.
Okay, announcement from your company today. Could you just run us through that, an update?
Well, essentially, we've known for some years that we're sitting on something which was an exciting target, but we were literally prevented from proceeding with the drilling about 3 years ago because of some local security issues, and we had to demobilise and get that tendered to, and then regulatory changes. So we were prevented from doing our work for about 3 years. And Saudi Arabia has now come in good for us, because not only have we been allowed to get back into that area, and we started drilling, first drill results came back last October, was that 7 or 8 months ago, but also the whole country's been overhauled from a regulatory point of view to make our industry a priority. But more to the point, what we had been waiting to drill for so long is, you know, coming good very quickly, and I'd have to say, much having been allowed to start drilling early last September, the results are making it stand up as an economic proposition much more quickly than I've ever experienced in over 30 years of being on exploration development company boards and management. We've already we reported today drill results which averaged around 2% copper equivalent between the various metals, and we've only really just drilled down at the very top of the system. This keeps going. We've drilled about a few kilometres along strike, but only a few hundred metres at depth. It could go for a few kilometres. We just don't know. It's certainly not just a few hundred metres. The deepest drill holes, which are only shallow, still have very good mineralisation and thickness in them. So it already looks like about a third as big as the biggest copper gold mine in Saudi Arabia, which was taken over only a few years ago for over $1 billion. We think there's a lot of potential there to be at least as big as that one. Only time will tell, but we're onto something quite important here. And those drill results today were really the first marker.
Right, so this has been basically for you a pleasant surprise, maybe also in terms, not only in terms of what you're finding, but also just the change in the jurisdiction that's becoming much more mining positive.
Well, it's, how would I put it? It's been a bit of a coiled up spring for us, because we've been in there a decade as a company with a joint venture partner who's a major industrial group there. And we've always been particularly excited about the geological potential for a whole bunch of reasons that are sort of bleedingly obvious to the explorer, that there's walk-up drill targets that simply haven't been attacked in a modern sense. And we've always said that, and we've always been wanting to get on with it. But a few years ago, we really were quite stymied, the industry generally, not just us. The country is sort of coming out punching on this sector and has just promulgated new regulations, and it's very aggressively promoting that those with ground get on with it. And finally, we were able to get on with it. And the thing that is remarkable to me isn't the prospectivity. It's not that the country has sort of come good, if you like, on its promise. But the thing to me that's remarkable is the rapidity with which we're putting together an economic deposit. We know we only had our first drill result last October. And unless something goes awry with COVID restrictions on transport, we should be able to put out our first resource within the next month or two. That's rapid fire. I mean, the exploration game just doesn't move that quickly usually, and from first drill result to resource statement in less than a year, you know, is remarkable, and we've only just scratched the surface. So it is exciting, and the rapidity of it now that we're able to get going is terrific.
Right, and so where do you see Keffi being at the end by the end of the year on this particular geography that you're in Saudi Arabia?
We'll have published a PEA, a sort of a thumbnail sketch with independent assistance of what it looks like to develop what we've already found, and we'll be proceeding through the joint venture that we operate. So we're known as Golden Minerals, not Keffi, the Golden Minerals, operated by Keffi. And Golden Minerals company will not only have published a resource and a preliminary economic assessment of what we've already found, but it'll be going a bit deeper to see whether indeed this thing is, 50% bigger or 500% bigger, because we just don't know.
Harry Adams, Executive Chairman at Keffi, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, no problem.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.